It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Your eye on call.
Oh, Lord. What?
Call DNM.
What's
that
happening?
Moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
What is happening?
By a wheels off comment.
All right, it is 6:36 here on the ticket.
Or technical meltdown.
Okay, you're not helping.
It's hurting. You're hurting my ears.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
Why don't we start that spot?
What
are
we saying
over
about DNM?
On the little ticket.
7:58 here on the ticket, and yes, it's time for the emergency break of the week. Brought to us by TexasDirectAuto.com. We give you the candidates, three of them. You get the vote on them, 888-787-1310. Candidate number one is Killer Kellison. He had the assignment this week of producing bad radio here towards the end of the week. Now, that's a tough gig because you know what they make you do? Well, a lot of things, but they also make you do their intro. Mm-hmm. You have to introduce Bob and Dan and give them a real big, and now here they are. You know, it's just kind of that bad radio thing. You know, they like people doing things for them.
No show is harder on producers than bad radio.
Right. Well, that means Killer had to voice their open.
Uh-oh.
How do you think that went? Now, listen closely. I don't think I've ever heard Killer start with so much energy. And, yeah, he didn't hit the runway.
Right about now, Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket presents the Bob and Dan Radio Show.
Killer here.
Today's special occasions include streaking Ranger baseball, the boys talk NBA playoffs, and Pete Rose and more gambling talk.
Hey.
Also starring the great David Mino, Ty Walker, and me, the Killer. Rest in peace, Donnie Dew. Now, two guys that are excited. Well, Garrett Blunt signed with Philly, one for football reasons and one because he can go to Philly and
come on, do it.
Check out a dispensary in Philly now. Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
All right, hold on. What was your LeGarrette Blunt joke?
Okay, my LeGarrette Blunt joke was basically, now two guys that are excited, LeGarrette Blunt signed with Philly, one for football reasons, the other one because you can go to Philly and check out the dispensary, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
So is it
it's
a
kind of lengthy?
Is it a Philly Blunt joke?
Yeah, it's a Philly Blunt joke.
Okay.
He nailed it.
No, I didn't.
I mean,
hey.
Let's not get carried away. Get the music back. We need the music. It is Thursday.
Poor Killer.
He was going along fine, had high energy. And
he had practiced that so much the night before.
Mm-hmm.
Then he went shelter dog.
Yeah.
Then he got shake leg shelter dog.
It's the greatest nickname ever when Gordo nicknamed him the ticket shelter dog because he's so skittish and doesn't trust anybody and...
Well, it's because y'all hit him over the head every day.
If somebody walks into a room, he just runs to the corner.
Right. Starts sweating.
Trembling.
All right, we know that's an e-break. We don't have to hear it again, right?
No.
Okay.
And I think they should have pulled down the music earlier in his intro.
Yes.
Because they make him do it naked.
The music was feeding his energy.
Right. And when you pull down the music, he gets really nervous.
Oh, yeah.
All
right, well, there's Killer, candidate number one. Candidate number two, this is quite a bear trap. Now, the Hardline did this great interview with Don Henley. It did not come without a bear trap, though, because Corby was trying to get Don Henley to tell the story of when he had the picture taken of himself with an eagle on his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it was Luke Wilson's and Owen Wilson's mom who took the picture. Well, the only problem is in the Wilson family, they've had some sadness. Their dad passed away just last week. So that's what was on Don Henley's mind, not the funny story about the eagle. Let's listen to this and see if this doesn't remind you of the Keyshawn Johnson bear trap.
Danny Fine is good friends with the Wilson kids. And so you were retelling the story, and he was like, yeah, I've seen that, and I've seen the original of it, And he goes, he looks at you and he goes, and there was like a big old bird on your shoulder or something. He was like, what was that, like a hawk? And you sat there with this long pause and you go, it was an eagle. And then it took like 2 seconds for everybody to hit the floor laughing. Yeah. Was that like a hawk? Is that there on your shoulder, man?
Yeah. 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 Why would, why?
Exactly.
Why? Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, you know, condolences to the Wilson family, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
But, Owen and Luke's mom is a noted photographer.
Oh, and
many years ago, she photographed him.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Corby's going
makes
crazy.
You want to quit radio, doesn't it?
Corby's going crazy, and Diane Henley's going, yeah.
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 Just like Keyshawn Johnson.
Exactly.
That's exactly
Keyshawn.
Like
yeah.
It.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Well,
their dad just died, so.
Oh. Boy, and Corby is slapping his knee, laughing, about to do the pterodactyl laugh. If Don Henley fires back at him and laugh, maybe they're really going to slap each other on the shoulder. And
they were about to be best friends. Corby thought they were
about
on the brink of being best friends.
And was Don Henley thinking in drop?
Yeah.
Or speaking in drop?
Yeah, that's a good question.
There's a good chance.
Whoa,
because he
I didn't
is,
think about that.
He's a lot more ticket familiar than I thought he would be. He referenced the camp out. And
so you're saying
the
he was doing Keyshawn Johnson.
I wonder if he was.
It's entirely possible.
If he was intentionally Keyshawning Corby.
Can we compare the two?
Sure.
All right. Let's listen to Henley one more time, and then, yeah, get Keyshawn ready in there. Let's listen to Corby trying to have a good time talking Wilson family with Don Henley.
Danny Fine is good friends with the Wilson kids. And so he was, you were retelling the story, and he was like, yeah, I've seen that, and I've seen the original of it. And he goes, he looks at you, and he goes, and there was like a big old bird on your shoulder or something. He was like, what was that, like a hawk? And you sat there with this long pause, and you go, it was an eagle. And then it took like 2 seconds for everybody to hit the floor laughing.
Yeah.
Was that like a hawk? Is that there on your shoulder, man?
Yeah. 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 Why would, why?
Exactly.
Why? Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, you know, condolences to the Wilson family, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
But, Owen and Luke's mom is a noted.
I can't listen to that.
And the way Corby didn't have,
oh man,
he couldn't downshift enough, and he goes into an intermediate gear of condolences to the Wilson family.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That's right. Yeah, he was going down that hill way too fast to get it in a lower
he
gear.
He couldn't get it in a lower gear, so he had to go intermediate.
Boy, I love the concept of not being able to downshift enough. We need to explore that.
Because Henley threw down the spike strips right in the middle of the road.
Yeah. Yeah.
Condolences to the Wilson family. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, sure enough.
Sure.
Okay, let's see how much that sounds like Keyshawn Johnson.
I look at it two ways. They either wish they were still playing, or they jealous because they're not still playing. You know, it's like, or they didn't do something when they played. They didn't accomplish that goal, so they will try to take a negative stance toward other players in any way that they can.
Well, you know, that's a good point. And do us a favor, please, because I know this guy's going to interview you soon or before the year's up. Just please remind Sean Salisbury that he wasn't that great. I mean, this guy comes on ESPN talking like he was an all-pro quarterback, and it just kind of remind him that he wasn't that great and kind of put him in his place.
Yeah, that's true. But he's a friend of mine, so, you know,
okay.
I can't. He went to SC, and he's a dear friend of mine.
Oh, okay. All right, the Cowboys.
Oh, that one still delivers. That's still amazing.
Not just a friend of mine, a dear friend of mine.
Well, we got to get
that's
the Henley
so
and Keyshawn.
Yeah,
right back with each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Candidate number three is one T.C. Fleming. He was looking for Jared Eichhoff, the pitcher for the Phillies. That's the word he was trying to hit.
Hugh Darvish will pitch against former Ranger Jared Eichhoff. Eichhoff is scuffling at the moment, allowing 14 runs in his last 15 innings.
Boy, he tried to glaze.
He tried to glaze over it. Uh-huh. It caused a lot of prairie dogging, though, on the Norm and Donnie show. All right, so those are your three candidates, Killer, Corby, or TC, 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins?
Damn, Killer. You got a camel toe. Look at me. I got a moose knuckle, and it's state of the art.
What?
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Is there any question? It's Corby and Don Henley.
Well, I guess not for you. That's good. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, my condolences. Yeah, Mr. Keyshawn Henley, Corby Pterodactyl.
Keyshawn Henley.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
Oh, hi, musers.
Oh, gosh. Get to it, fake tiger.
Hey, do you like your job? Anyway, I think making jokes about somebody's dad passing away would upset one person.
Oh, yes, we understand.
Yeah.
My dad?
No.
Uh-huh.
Earl?
No, yeah. Don't let him do it. There's no way.
No, I won't.
All right, that's enough. Thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hamburger Helper Giorgio. Hey, I really appreciate the DP at your big sex party last weekend.
I don't know what that is, but are you going to vote?
Double penetration.
Okay.
Oh, don't.
You're
don't
a
clarify.
Jerk. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, yeah, the one that said God.
What?
Okay. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
We're going, of course.
Wow, a couple of TC votes there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, you guys need to take it easy on Corby. Not some new kid in town. Acting like a desperado.
Okay.
I can't tell you why I have no more Eagles.
Okay,
talk.
Stop making fun of our promos. That's enough out of you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and we have a winner. Let's listen to it one more time.
Danny Fine is good friends with the Wilson kids. And so he was, you were retelling the story, and he was like, yeah, I've seen that, and I've seen the original of it. And he goes, he looks at you, and he goes, and there was like a big old bird on your shoulder or something. He was like, What was that, like a hawk? And you sat there with this long pause, and you go, it was an eagle.
You're ready for the down.
And then it took like 2 seconds for everybody to hit the floor laughing. Yeah. Was that like a hawk? Is that there on your shoulder, man?
Yeah. Why?
Exactly.
Why? Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, you know, condolences to the Wilson family, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
But, Owen and Luke's mom.
That was a real Chief Cook-alike response, too. There.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Perhaps I didn't understand the question.
Yeah.
All right. How many is that for Corby?
53 wins, 34 behind Norman Manchurian candidate Hitzkus.
Okay.